Part 1, Chapter 13, Gateway. A currently popular attitude is to blame technology or technologists for having brought on the environmental problems we face today, and thus to try to slow technological advance by blocking economic growth. We believe this view to be thoroughly misguided. If technology produced automobiles that pollute the air, it is because pollution was not recognized as a problem which engineers had to consider in their designs. Obviously, technology that produces pollution is generally cheaper. But now that it has been decided that cleaner cars are wanted, less polluting cars will be produced. Cars which scarcely pollute at all could even be made. This last option, however, would require several years and much investment. Although technology is responsive to the will of the people, it can seldom respond instantaneously and is never free. Exercise 1. What characterizes the social lives of humans is the intense interest we show in each other's doings. We spend literally hours in each other's company, stroking, touching, talking, murmuring, being attentive to every detail of who is doing what with whom. You might think that this marks us out as a cut above the rest of life, but you would be wrong. If we have learned anything from the last 30 years of intensive research on monkeys and apes, it is that we humans are anything but unique. Monkeys and apes are just as social as we are, just as intensely interested in scores of social activities around them. Exercise 2. American hospitals aren't as dangerous as Kenyan minibuses, but they're far less safe than you'd think. Each year, about 1 out of every 20 hospitalized patients contracts an infection in a U.S. hospital, and the resulting toll is very surprising. 99,000 annual deaths and a yearly cost of upward of $40 billion. The most cost-effective way to prevent these infections is for doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals to regularly wash their hands. But the frequency of hand-washing in U.S. hospitals is astonishingly low, and many of the efforts to get more people washing their hands more often have been sadly ineffective. Exercise 3. We can see the occasional clash between compassion and morality in the lab. Experiments by the psychologist C. Daniel Batson and his colleagues find that being asked to adopt someone else's perspective makes participants more likely to favor that person over others. For example, they are more prone to move a suffering girl ahead of everyone else on a waiting list for a life-saving procedure. This is compassionate, but it's not moral, since this sort of decision should be based on objective and fair procedures, not on who causes the most intense emotional reaction. Part of being a good person, then, involves overriding one's compassion, not cultivating it. Exercise 4. Children of Native American parents are traditionally socialized through an extensive network of relatives. Along with grandparents, uncles, and aunts, participate with parents in childcare, supervision of children, and assurance of love, and cousins are thus considered as closest siblings. Members of this extended family also teach children their tribal values and beliefs along with traditions and rituals. Reflecting a group-oriented culture, the values of cooperation and sharing are emphasized, while competitive behavior is discouraged. Children and adolescents are further encouraged to participate in tribal ceremonies and develop an appreciation for their cultural heritage. Exercise 5. History shows that new communications technologies strengthen some forms of interpersonal communication while disrupting others. The advent of the Internet has the potential for bringing about a situation in which everyone is our neighbor in a small, electronically mediated global village. The virtual communities that have formed on the Internet are an initial indication that new types of human relationships may be created. However, there is also the danger that the world could evolve into an extremely divided postmodern society in which chaos dominates. Information technologies may also lower the sense of social presence we experience when we talk to people face to face. Exercise 6. Numerical reasoning becomes easier when you visualize mathematical concepts. Quite famously, Einstein once claimed that his thinking process took place through visualization and that he very rarely thought in words at all. Crucially, brain scans show that during calculations, activity is not merely confined to the left hemisphere, but is also present in the visual, auditory, and motor areas of the brain. Furthermore, graph reading and geometry, by their nature, require you to use your visual skills to understand complex numerical data, which immediately involves regions of the right temporal lobe. What we do know is that when a math problem is presented visually, it becomes clearer, more accessible, and the brain is more capable of recalling the knowledge later on. Exercise 7. While fat is essential to any child's diet, the type of fat does make a difference. A lot of research has looked into the role of fat in health, while choosing better fats is more critical for adults who need to worry about chronic diseases. Making a healthy start with the best fats is also important for children. The developing bodies of children have different fat requirements than adults, because fats are used in constructing new tissues. At the same time, establishing good habits by avoiding excess fat, especially saturated and trans fats, is important for a child's future health. While infants and young toddlers need more fat in their diet, children over 2 or 3 years of age should start eating the kinds of healthy fats that are recommended for adults. Exercise 8. Global warming has been driven by the enormous growth in energy use, which has gone hand in hand with the rise in human population over the last half century in particular. Yet it's the way energy is used that is a problem, not the sheer number of people. In fact, quite a small proportion of people in the developed world are responsible for the massive energy consumption that has started the global warming ball rolling. Most of the world's population has played very little part as yet. So even a dramatic fall in the world's population would not necessarily ease the problem of global warming, unless the remaining few change their consumption patterns. And a rise in the world population does not necessarily have to bring further global warming.